Sell yourself the Steve Jobs way. Elevate. Elevate. Corporate. Corporate. Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. Unleash. Unleash. Fan for life. Fan for life. Fulfill. Fulfill. Stick to something. Stick to something. Chunk. Chunk. Overload. Overload. In the course of something. In the course of something. Strive for something. Strive for something. Sophistication. Sophistication. Articulate. Articulate. Remarkably. Remarkably. Clutter. Clutter. Effortless. Effortless. Rehearse. Rehearse. Settle for something. Settle for something. Setback. Setback. Cemetery. Cemetery. Sell yourself the Steve Jobs way. At your level, people expect a good presentation, including the interview. Effective presentation skills will not only help you sell your ideas and products, but it will elevate your personal brand. Management guru Peter Drucker once said, "As you move one step up from the bottom, your effectiveness depends on your ability to reach others through the spoken and written word." Apple CEO Steve Jobs was considered one of the best presenters in the corporate world. Whether you're a CEO, manager, consultant, entrepreneur, professional, or especially a job seeker, Steve Jobs has something to teach you. Here are 5 ways to sell yourself or your brand the Steve Jobs way. Sell dreams. Steve Jobs didn't sell computers. He sold tools to unleash your creativity. Nobody cares about your job search. They care about themselves, their problems, and their dreams. Tell them how you can help them reach their dreams, and you'll have won a customer or fan for life. When Jobs introduced the iPod in 2001, he said that music transforms people's lives, and that in its own small way, Apple would be changing the world. Where most people saw an MP3 player, Jobs saw a better world. How do you make the world a better place? How do you improve the lives of your customers? How will hiring you help a manager fulfill his dreams? Don't leave your listeners guessing. Create Twitter-friendly headlines. Steve Jobs had a one-sentence description or vision for every product he introduced. What's the MacBook Air? It's the world's thinnest notebook. What's an iPod? It's 1,000 songs in your pocket. How would you describe the vision behind your personal brand? If you can't explain yourself in 140 characters or fewer, a Twitter post, go back to the drawing board. Stick to the rule of 3. Most Steve Jobs presentations were divided into 3 parts. Neuroscientists are finding that humans think in chunks of 3 or 4. Great presenters like Jobs don't overload the brain with too many points. Executives are coached to do the same thing. They stick to 3 main points they want to deliver in the course of an interview. The same holds true for job interviews. Stick to 3 main points that you want the recruiter to know about you and your experience. Strive for simplicity. Steve Jobs once said, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication." Not only are Apple's products simple, so is the way the CEO articulated the vision behind those products. For example, Jobs' presentation slides are remarkably free from clutter. Your resume should be as well. Strive for simplicity in oral communication and in presentation design. Practice like crazy. Steve Jobs made presentations look effortless because he worked at it. He spent hours over many, many weeks rehearsing every segment of his keynote presentations. Jobs took nothing for granted, and neither should you. Practice presentations out loud. Practice for job interviews as well. Have a friend sit across from you and ask you tough questions. Rehearse your responses. Better yet, record yourself and watch it back. It might be painful, but well worth it. One more thing. Do what you love. Steve Jobs revealed the secret to career success in a 2005 speech at Stanford University. He said, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle." Many people are facing setbacks in their careers just like Steve Jobs did, but he was convinced that the only thing which kept him going was the fact he had found his passion. Jobs once said his goal wasn't to be the richest man in the cemetery. It was going to bed at night thinking he had done something wonderful. Do something wonderful and you'll know real career success and satisfaction. And that's the kind of manager employers would die for.